mass of Christian burial for 95-year-old Mary Niemeyer of Marceline, who died Sunday, will be held at 11 a.m. today at St. Bonaventure Catholic Church in Marceline. Burial will be at the church cemetery. Delaney Funeral Home in Marceline is in charge of arrangements. Funeral service for 84-year-old Evelyn Gertrude Smith of Brookfield, who died Friday, will be held at 1 p.m. today at Rhodes Funeral Home in Brookfield, where visitation begins at 11 a.m. Burial will follow at Parklawn Cemetery in Brookfield. Funeral service for 71-year-old Cheryl Hamilton of Marceline, who died Monday, will be held at 11 a.m. tomorrow at Delaney Funeral Home in Marceline, where visitation will be held from 6 to 8 o'clock tonight. Burial will follow tomorrow's service at Elmwood Cemetery in Marceline. Memorial service for 82-year-old Robert Kuntz of Fayette, who died February 20th, will be held at 1 p.m. tomorrow at Carr-Yeager Funeral Home in Fayette, with visitation starting at noon. Burial will follow at Bethel Cemetery in Wildwood. Services for 76-year-old Lois Ann Fitzpatrick of Salisbury, who died Monday, will be held at 1 p.m. tomorrow at Somerville Funeral Home in Salisbury, with visitation starting at 11 a.m. Burial will follow at Asbury Cemetery. Funeral service for 96-year-old Ralph Henry Kreisel, Sr. of Sedalia, who died Sunday, will be held at 1:30 p.m. tomorrow at Our Savior Lutheran Church in Sedalia. Burial with full military honors by the U.S. Navy and VFW Post 2591 will be at Memorial Park Cemetery. The family will receive friends from 5 to 7 o'clock this evening at Heckert Funeral Home in Sedalia. Celebration of life service for 52-year-old Elisa Hoyle of Marshall, who died Saturday, will be held at 2 p.m. tomorrow at the family home in Marshall. No visitation will be held. Campbell Lewis Funeral Home in Marshall is in charge of arrangements. Funeral service for 69-year-old Rona Elizabeth Wooldridge Strimmel of Sedalia, who died Saturday, will be held at 2:30 p.m. tomorrow at Ray Funeral Chapel in Sedalia, with visitation starting at 1:30 p.m. Funeral service for 55-year-old Rick Dickinson of Houstonia, who died Tuesday, will be held at 9 a.m. Friday at Ray Funeral Chapel in Sedalia, where visitation will be held from 6 to 8 p.m. tomorrow. Burial with full military honors conducted by VFW Post 2591 and the Warrensburg Army National Guard will follow Friday's service at the Missouri State Veterans Cemetery in Higginsville. Services with military honors provided by the U.S. Navy for 64-year-old James Michael Falconer of Kansas City, who died Sunday, will be held at 10 a.m. Friday at Heckert Funeral Home in Sedalia. No visitation will be held. Burial will follow at County Line Stokely Cemetery near Lamont. Funeral service for 83-year-old Donald Winters of Boonville, who died Saturday, will be held at 11 a.m. Friday at the Open Bible Praise Center in Boonville, with visitation beginning at 10 a.m. Burial with military honors will follow at Harris Cemetery in Prairie Home. Davis Funeral Chapel in Boonville is in charge of arrangements. Funeral service for 85-year-old Calvin Webb of Chillicothe and formerly of Slater, who died Monday, will be held at 11 a.m. Friday at First Baptist Church in Slater, where visitation begins at 10 a.m. Burial will be at Stover Cemetery. Weicker Funeral Home in Slater is in charge of arrangements. Funeral service for 98-year-old Georgia Pearl Davis of Sedalia, who died Monday, will be held at 11 a.m. Friday at McLaughlin Funeral Chapel in Sedalia, with visitation starting at 10 a.m. Burial will follow at Crown Hill Cemetery. Funeral service for 12-year-old Aiden Jeffrey Millsap of Otterville, who died Saturday, will be held at 1:30 p.m. Friday at Otterville School, where visitation will be held from 6 to 8 p.m. tomorrow. Burial will follow Friday's service at IOOF Cemetery in Otterville. Heckert Funeral Home in Sedalia is in charge of arrangements. Mass of Christian burial for 87-year-old Ida Bernie Orkey of Sedalia, who died Monday, will be held at 1:30 p.m. Friday at Sacred Heart Church in Sedalia, with visitation and prayers of the rosary beginning at noon. Burial will follow at Memorial Park Cemetery. McLaughlin Funeral Chapel in Sedalia is in charge of arrangements. Funeral service for 78-year-old Elva Trudy McNeely of Marshall, who died Monday, will be held at 2 p.m. Friday at Ray Funeral Chapel in Sedalia, where visitation begins at 1 p.m. Funeral and Masonic service for 99-year-old Delbert LaRue of Sweet Springs, who died Monday, will be held at 2:30 p.m. Friday at Campbell Lewis Chapel in Sweet Springs, with visitation starting at 1:30 p.m. Burial will follow at Fairview Cemetery in Sweet Springs. Visitation for 72-year-old Glenda K. Brown Randall of Centerview, who died Monday, will be held from 5 to 7 p.m. Friday at Ralph O. Jones Funeral Home in Odessa. Burial will be held at a later date. Visitation with life ceremony to follow for 74-year-old Robert Martin of Boonville, who died Monday, will be held at 2 p.m. Sunday at Montauk Advent Evangelical Church in Jamestown. H.T. May & Son Funeral Home in Boonville is in charge of arrangements. You can view the funeral notices and obituaries, as well as news stories, 24 hours a day on our website, KMMO.com. That is a look at news this hour on KMMO. I'm Robert King.